I'm Michelle Martin, and this is the National Conversation from All Things Considered. Nearly 3.3 million Americans filed new unemployment claims last week. To say that's a record for 1 week doesn't even begin to capture the scope of it. It's nearly five times the numbers we saw during the worst weeks of the Great Recession. Bars and restaurants have been hit especially hard. It's an industry that employs 15.6 million people in this country. And we wanted to talk about all that's going on with someone who's deeply involved with all facets of that world and the world at large. We're talking about Chef Jose Andres, and he is on the line now. He is a chef, a restaurant owner, and founder of the nonprofit World Central Kitchen. Hello, Chef. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So you've worked in disaster zones and emergency situations with your organization, World Central Kitchen, all over the world, as the name implies. So what have you been doing to keep feeding people in the middle of this crisis?
Well, I would say that World Central Kitchen began working, helping on this crisis of the coronavirus all the way back to Japan in Yokohama, where we went there and we began helping feed the many Americans and the many different people from different countries that were at the cruise ship, at the Princess. And we were there many weeks. We had experience before from feeding people from Haiti to Mozambique in cholera areas. And I guess we put, the systems in place to make sure that our teams were protected and that the entire process was the right one. And I think the teams did a very good job. From there, we went to Auckland, where we began feeding another cruise ship. And as we saw that this was going to be something like was going to be hitting America before we knew, we began organizing ourselves. We began saying, if this is going to come here and it's going to be as bad as other parts, as we saw in Asia, in Europe, Italy, Spain, what are we going to do, cooks like us, to make sure that if there is a need, we can be providing food to the people? And that's what we've been doing, just thinking big, preparing for the worst, but hoping for the best. If there is people in need of food through this crisis, we're going to make sure that, well, World Central Kitchen, well, our partners, and well, the many other organizations doing so far a fantastic job keeping America fed, that all together we will work as one with the people to make sure that nobody will be hungry through this crisis.
So, Chef, I don't know if this is top of your mind right now, but the reality of it is that restaurants and cafes are such a big part of the life of the country now. I mean, they're a source of employment, but they're a source of joy to so many people. I mean, do you think the restaurant industry will be able to come back from this?
Sure, we need to be hopeful that the restaurant industry is going to come back from this. The restaurant industry, the food people of America, we are going to be part of supporting the many people that are going to be fighting this virus. Obviously, doctors, nurses, and everybody else that, as many of us, we stay home, many other people are there making sure that the country has all the necessities covered.
Okay.
So I think the restaurant industry is very clear. We are, as a French philosopher said, tell me what you eat and I'll tell you who you are. Restaurants, a small business in every single city, every little town. We are part of the DNA of the melting pot that America is. So things are probably going to be different. We're going to have to start rethinking to a degree who we are, our businesses, but of sure restaurants will come back.
Okay.
We are going to have to prepare for what is about to happen the next few days, few weeks. So I do believe that first we need to fight this health crisis we have, concentrate all working as one, making sure that this virus is out, and then in the process, restaurants will be part of the new America.
Okay, I have a couple of your colleagues who have some questions for you, and I want to be sure we get to those. So last night, we spoke to Jeremiah Stone. He's a chef owner in New York City, and he's struggling with whether or not to open for takeout and delivery. So let's play that question really quickly here.
What the best, thing to do in this time is, I know, we've been really weighing the options between, we want to supply our regulars, the neighborhood, and have that service of hospitality and generosity, and also to keep our staff safe.
Briefly, Chef, you have some advice for him? What do you think he should do?
Listen, many chefs, restaurant owners in the country, we close our restaurants even before the mayors or the governors began shutting down some cities, some states. I do believe that we need to see that this is a different moment. I don't believe this is a moment for business. This is a moment of feeding America. So it's when I decided that I was going to stop calling my restaurants restaurants, and I call them community kitchens. Why? I was trying to show a blueprint, learning from what we were watching that was happening in China, in Wuhan, where at the end of the day, we need to have community kitchens in neighborhoods all across America to make sure that we take care of those people that maybe need a meal, maybe elderly that are staying home and they don't have anybody helping them anymore, or maybe a nurse coming back from a very long day of work nonstop, coming back home and needs something to eat. I believe this is a moment only to think that our restaurants are going to be there for the service of the people that are going to be in need of feeding themselves. So that's why we need to have that mentality. If you go to WCK.org, there we've been trying with support and guidance from the CDC and George Washington University, creating protocols to make sure that we run our kitchens right.
All right, let me bring in Jonathan Fox from Atlanta, Georgia. He and his twin brother, Justin, own Fox Brothers Barbecue. Hi, Jonathan. Can you hear us? Well, he sent us a question. We're having trouble connecting with him, but let me just play the question that he sent for you. Here it is.
We've had to shut down our catering commissary facility, and given that we had the space, we partnered with several other restaurant groups here in Atlanta. We will come in, and any displaced service industry folks, we're looking at taking in staff to prepare to make meals and distribute those to those that need it. And so we're looking at how can we expand that to another level.
Well, it sounds like he was listening to you, Chef, because he's talking about scaling up his sort of community service operations. Do you have any advice for people like Jonathan who want to do that based on your experiences?
I think it's very important that we create teams that they are not very big. It's very important that in the kitchens, even in the kitchens, we keep the separation, making sure that our teams have every single thing to protect themselves and also to protect the people we are serving. Gloves and masks, or if not, we make a bandana. Make sure that sanitation is key. But again, it's not about filling the kitchen. We are going to have to go to menus that they are much simpler, that they don't require so many hands, and that we establish this system of well pickup outside the restaurant. Nobody goes inside the dining rooms, or delivery systems that, believe me, they are going to be vital in the days and weeks to come. We're going to have a very strong system of delivery at home because, again, a lot of people are going to be needing that we feed them in case of need.
So, Chef, I understand that you graciously agreed to stick around to answer a couple of more questions. We need to take a short break. This is the National Conversation with All Things Considered from NPR News. More with Chef Jose Andres in just a few minutes.